respect and honor? You have become boastful of this apparent victory that you have secured, and you've started feeling joy and proud of this prestige and honor. Do you think that you have gained worldly good, and that your affairs have been stabilized, and that our rule has fallen into your hand? Wait for a while. Do not be so joyful. Have you forgotten Allah's saying? The unbelievers should not carry the impression that the time given to them is good for them. Surely we increase their time, so they may increase their evil deeds, and eventually we will give them insulting chastisement. All set of freed slaves, is this your justice? That you keep your daughters and your slave maids covered, while the daughters of the Prophet are being paraded from place to place exposed? You have dishonored us by uncovering our faces. Your men take us from town to town where all sorts of people are looking at us. Whether they be residents of the hillside or of the riverside, are all looking at us. The high as well as the low, the near as well as the remote, the rich as well as the poor, are all casting their glances at us while we have no such mere relative to render us help or support. O Yazid, whatever you have done proves your revolt against Allah, your denial of his prophet, the sunnah, and the book that the prophet brought down from Allah. This should not cause amazement, because one whose ancestors chewed the livers of the martyrs, whose flesh grew upon virtuous people, who fought against the chief of divine prophets, who mobilized parties for fighting against him, who drew swords against him, should conceptually excel all Arabs in disbelief, sinfulness, excesses, and enmity against Allah. Oh Yazid, you are striking the lips of Imam Hussein in front of this crowd, while these very lips used to be kissed by the Prophet of Allah. Yet your face reflects pleasure and happiness. By killing Hussein ibn Ali, you have gained nearness to the state of your unbelieving ancestors. Yet you proclaim your deed with pride. And if your ancestors were to see you, they would approve of your actions and pray that Allah may not paralyze your arms. Oh Allah, favor us and give us full recompense through them. Grant us the goodness of the Khilafat and the Imamat. Surely Allah is kind and most merciful over his creatures.
By God, I have heard this eloquence before from the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Is my lady Zainab?
That is true? My husband, you have really captured the family of the Prophet? How could you? My lady Zainab, forgive us.
Get back, woman! Belt yourself!
I should cover myself? We leave the daughters of the Prophet uncovered?
Get back, Hint! I said get back! Take the family of Hussein out and put them in the dungeons, and may they not rest!
Move it. Keep moving.
The messenger from the Roman king is here, Masai.
Let the Roman messenger enter.
As-salam to the king and leader of the Arab.
Welcome to our land. What is that you bring?
Our king sends his greetings and says to you... What? A head? Who says this, a leader of the Arab?
It is a head, like any other head. What is that you care about it?
Nothing. But when I return to my king, he will ask me about everything that I see in my journey. And I would like to tell him about this head.
Fine. All right. The king's my friend. There's no problem me telling you about this head. It's the head of Hussein.
And who is his mother, O king?
Fatima, daughter of the Prophet.
The daughter of the Prophet?
Do not be insulting.
Excuse me. I did not mean to. But who killed him?
The governor of the Hassani Kufa killed him after he had wanted the succession for himself.
But who else would be worthy of the Khilafah than the son of your prophet's daughter? May God not bless you to this part of your religion.
Kill this Christian before he goes back to his country and exploits us.
Wait, Yazid, wait.
Hold on.
Wait.
Let him. Let's see what he's going to say.
Yazid, I want you to know that I saw your prophet in my dream last night. And he was saying, say, O Christian, are you going to be with me in heaven?
He's imagining things again.
I have realized the meaning of my dream. I've understood my dream. As-salamu alaykum, ya Hussein! As-shadu allah!
Get him out of here! What happened?
I don't know.
Did you see anything?
No.
Has it saw something coming from that head?
It's because that Christian.
Oh really? He's ruined our evening? And now we begin seeing things? Get this head out of here!
I'm a man. گوشه خراب مهمونی شده بابا جون لبات چرا مهمونی شده قربون محاسن خونیت بابا قربون محاسن خونیت بابا
Ya Allah, help us and keep us patient to bear this test.
Abby!
Dear Rukaya, your father wouldn't want you to suffer like this. He would have wanted you to bear these trials with Allah's strength.
I can't, and I won't.
What do you mean?
My father won't leave me here. He told me so, in a dream.
Rukaya, unless Allah wills, we cannot leave this wretched place.